5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Lots of great stuff happening this weekend. Lots of great stuff happening today. You know, I listen when John is on in the morning. You know, John Reed is here from 6 to 10 every morning. And Fridays, I think it's a regular thing. And if it's not, I apologize. But I'm pretty sure it's a regular thing. Dave Saunders from Madison, Maine pops by. And Dave is just a cool dude. Knows everything about everything everywhere. And he shares some of the good weekend plan stuff like that. His restaurant, by the way, is called Texas Inn. Where did it start? Was it Lynchburg? I'm going to get that wrong. Harrisonburg? I forget. No, it was some sort of burg. It wasn't Moberg either, but it was a burg, I think. And that's where it started, famous for these amazing hot dogs, and now he's brought it here to Richmond as well. And they're in the running for this big hot tomato contest, Duke's Mayo. And by the way, if you use anything other than Duke's, then just get on 95 and head north. That's all. That's the end of the story. But they have an award for restaurants, and apparently Texas Inn is right there, man. They're in the running. So you can go online, you look for the Hot Tomato Awards over at Duke's Mayonnaise, and you can vote for a good, upstanding guy. And Dave was kind enough to mention the quest for cookies in his weekly newsletter, so I appreciate that. If you're interested, yeah, you can still get tickets. I think the ticket cutoff is sometime tomorrow, I believe. But you just go to the Friendship Circle website. You can type in friendshipcirclevA.org. Easy enough, friendshipcirclevA.org, and you can get some tickets. It ultimately is helping to raise some money. I'm always trying to raise money for good causes, as you know. But the real part of it is also by telling Julia's story, hoping that some people will become aware of the Friendship Circle, exposed to the Friendship Circle, and I don't know, maybe dig down a little bit deeper and say, wow, I got somebody that I think could use that sort of help. You know, my friends Joe and April Niamto, who are amazing people. Joe Niamto is, Joe's like six of the best people I know. And one of their sons, Evan, is having a big birthday. So Joe sent me, you know, man, I'd love to come, can't do it, but, you know, I can make a donation. It's like, well, absolutely. Knock your socks off, brother. You go make a donation. I'm happy to have you do it because that will help as well. But if you would like to go, friendshipcircleva.org. All right. Monday, just so you know, Lori Warren is going to be with us. Lori Warren is the big boss over at Richmond Raceway. Yeah, racing's coming back, and she's going to tell us all about it. Lori also just got appointed by Governor Youngkin to the Virginia Tourism Board. And I'll tell you what, I could not think of a better person to be on that board than Lori Warren. And she'll be with us Monday. I'm looking forward to that. So what's the big news today? Well, the Obamas, Barack and Michelle, have now endorsed Kamala Harris. And it is just the most cringe-worthy phone call. It's bad. And I watched it. I'm going to share it with you in a second, just the audio. But you can find it online. I put it up on my social media so you could see it. You know, Jeff Katz Show on X, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It's so phony, right? Jerm, you're a professional performer. And you looked at it. It needed something, didn't it? Like, you know, animatronics or AI or CGI or FBI or something just to make it look better. Can we just play cut number five, please?
Kamala!
Hi!
Hey there!
Aw, hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I know already I'm having just more fun than a human being should be allowed to have with the whole thing. It's great. And you notice that the cell phone is blurred out. Isn't that funny? I was just going to talk about that. That doesn't happen naturally. You got to go in and edit it. How many times do they have to run those lines before it got to a point where the director said, you know what, that's about as good as it's going to get. That's it. Just we're rolling with this one. That's bad. It's really bad. It's really bad. The folks who, how do I say this nicely? The folks who inhabit the legacy newsrooms around America, the hacks, the bottom feeders, the slugs, the water carriers, the bum kissers. I mean, pick whatever term really resonates with you. They get their talking points, and they get them from the big leftist headquarters, and they all just regurgitate this crap on command. You think I'm joking, right? All right. We have a little montage. I like to use the term montage, especially now that the Olympics are in France. It sounds very French. But I want you to take a listen to cut number three.
She was never actually border czar.
Border czar, which was not something that was formally conveyed upon her. She's been labeled incorrectly by some members of the right as the border czar.
Republicans named her the border czar.
Republicans have always exaggerated what her job was at the border.
Republicans, again, have labeled her the border czar.
But that's not exactly what President Biden asked her to do.
She was never put in charge of the border.
That wasn't actually her task.
Not to secure it, but to address the underlying roots of migration.
She was charged with leading the administration's efforts to address the root causes of migration.
The root causes of migration to the U.S.
The root causes.
Root causes.
Root causes. The root causes.
Root causes.
Of immigration.
We also want to point out that right now, apprehension numbers continue to decrease in our country, especially over the last few months.
And I just want to note that border crossings have been going down.
And illegal border crossings are lower right now.
Migrant crossings continue to drop.
Border crossings are way down.
Border crossings are down.
Mm. Okay, well, who said it better?
I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
So, in other words, she's the border czar, is what you're saying. You know, there is no official title, border czar. In case you haven't noticed, if you look down the list of appointments that the president may make, there is no border czar. It's a phrase everybody comes up with at the same time. So, oh, you're in charge of something. Well, you're the burger czar. I would like to be the burger czar, because then I could say, I'm the burger czar. You know, and I'm hanging out where the burgers are. See? It's actually from Welcome Back, Kotter, probably 40 years ago. But you could be a czar of something in your own home, couldn't you? Like, if you go to your big boss at the house, whoever the general mangler of your house is, it's probably your wife, and you say, I would like to be in charge of something. And she says, okay, trash compacting, that's your job. You are now the trash czar, the garbage czar. Where will you find me? Well, you'll find me where the garbage czar. Well, yeah, right. So you could be a czar, too. That's my point. The guy who's in charge of the post office. Postmaster General. Would it be better to call him the mail czar? I don't know. Take a listen at something else. Finally, it seems like our friend Kamala Harris may have inadvertently, accidentally lurched uncontrollably into the truth. And now this is another thing that the news folks and the big tech people are trying to erase. You would not believe the scrubbing that is going on as we speak. Thank God this interweb is forever with the Wayback Machine and the rest of it. Take a listen to cut number two.
I remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Well, all right. So, except for that whole stupid part, do we agree with her? It's interesting that that is there. And, of course, one of the big hooks for this Kamala Harris campaign is, aw, I'm young and hip. I don't know how to break it to you. Kamala Harris and I are apparently the same age. I am neither young nor hip. Just ask my sons. And Kamala Harris is neither young nor hip. And the whole idea that she's brat is ridiculous. You know that, and I know that. She's there because she's there. and they are looking at their bench and saying, man, this is it, huh? Yep, this is it. Coming up at 5:33, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on Hanover County Sheriff's Officer, Sheriff Sergeant, rather, Jim McLaughlin. And this was a tough one. Jim was on my list. He wasn't scheduled for July, but he was going to be a recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. It was going to be in the fall, and Jim passed away a couple of weeks back, as you probably know. I've chatted about it on there. He's an amazing guy. Did wonderful things in Hanover. And I'm very happy to say that Renee, his wife, said, yeah, it's okay with me if you still give him the Blue Friday honor. So we had two members of the sheriff's office come in, Deputy Sheriff Barry Bland, who, interestingly enough, had worked many years ago in the city of Richmond and worked with Jan McTernan. And also Deputy Evan Povar, both great guys, came in and they accepted on his behalf. So we'll do that at 5:33. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's kind of interesting. I just got an email, and it's from somebody I don't know, but I guess she works here or works somewhere around here. But she's carrying on the legacy of the Furry Friday, the Pet of the Week, that my friend Kat Simons, you know, Kat used to do a pet every day, right? She had some sort of animal, it seemed like, every single day. And half the time, I was sure that Kat adopted each cat, each dog that was not immediately rescued. But there's some really, really gorgeous ones. And I have been reading some of these emails. A lot of that is going to be in very, very capable hands. We've got some folks over on our mix station who are going to be carrying on a lot of the things that Kat did. And that makes me feel good. I just thought the world of Kat. Everybody thought the world of Kat. We had Ann Flippin join us yesterday from the Autism Society. They're doing their big duck race. 18,000 ducks are going to be released. They're rubber ducks. I don't want you to think they're rubber ducks, but I guess they have numbers on them, and you could win $10,000. That's pretty cool. I only knew about it because I had heard Kat talking about it in the past. So that's a nice thing. We have a piece of Kamala Harris. Now, this is an interesting little piece, I think. She, as you may or may not know, could not be bothered going to the session of Congress where Bibi Netanyahu was speaking. She and a collection of her fellow uber left-wing folks boycotted that. But she did take time from her busy schedule, pretending she was answering phone calls and speaking to sororities, to talk a little bit about the situation, the war that Hamas launched against Israel. Cut number one.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. The images of dead children and desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety, sometimes displaced for the second, third, or fourth time. We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent. Thanks to the leadership of our President Joe Biden, there is a deal on the table for a ceasefire and a hostage deal. And it is important that we recall what the deal involves.
Yeah, well, let's recall what it involves. It involves putting Hamas in charge of Gaza and telling Israel to take a hike and just deal with these murderous, barbarous savages of Hamas. And you're totally okay with that. That should tell everybody everything they need to know about Kamala Harris. Siding with those who slaughtered the innocent. I'm sorry, that's what it is. There's no other way to describe it. You're either with Israel or you are with evil, and it would seem as if you have chosen your side. Thank you for making that clear, though. Hey, coming up in a couple of moments, Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We are bestowing it posthumously on Hanover County Sheriff Sergeant Jim McLaughlin. It's a very, very important thing that we do once a month. Make sure you're here for that. And just a couple of moments left. You've got to text 980. Text 980 right now to 804-375-5011. Vote for The Jeff Katz Show to once again be named the best afternoon radio show. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. Unless, of course, you're driving, in which case, keep driving or pull over and text again. 980 to 804-375-5011. It is 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer, deputy sheriff, police officer, state trooper, federal agent. We've had them all. And this month, the month of July, is a little different, and it's interesting, and it's interesting, frankly, for a sad reason. I have a list of folks that we are going to bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on. And one of the folks who has been on my list and would have been up in rotation very soon, Sergeant Jim McLaughlin from the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Jim passed away a couple of weeks back, and I have asked permission of Jim's family and the sheriff's office to present this award today, and I've received that permission, I'm very, very happy to say. And so, even though we've lost Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, his service to Hanover County, absolutely stellar and memorable, and his wife, Renee, is someone who has supported him throughout all of this, and we are going to bestow this honor on Sergeant McLaughlin. We have two members of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office who worked with Jim, Deputy Sheriff Barry Blanton, Deputy Sheriff Evan Povar. And gentlemen, first of all, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to be here.
Let me start with you, Deputy Povar. Let's talk a little bit about Jim McLaughlin and how long you knew him and how long you worked with him.
So I worked with him just over 2 years. Okay. I moved into the crime prevention unit after my 7.5 year mark with the department. So I knew Jim the entire time. He taught me in the initial academy.
Right.
He taught me at in-service. Anytime I needed a question answered, he definitely came forward.
Yeah. So Deputy Sheriff Blanton, let's talk about your history. Your history with Jim a little longer, right?
Yes. I've known Jim a long time. I knew him in, I guess, the beginning of the fall of 1990.
All right.
Then Sheriff Cook tasked several of us and asked for volunteers to work with a youth program, Law Enforcement Explorers.
Okay.
Jim was part of the initial group, along with myself, that put it together. All the framework, the rules, the policies, procedures, and then the program itself. So I worked with him on that in the initial phase. Time and direction, we were not directly involved with each other, you know, due to unit changes.
Sure.
And whatnot. But I moved into the crime prevention unit in 2008. Jim had been there probably 10 years prior to that.
Wow.
And I transitioned in and worked with him through 2017 full-time, where I retired and I went into a reserve deputy status where I would still help out the crime prevention unit if they needed help.
Okay.
And then I came back full-time in 2020, and then when the opportunity came open again, transitioned back to crime prevention with Evan.
Tell me a little bit about reserve, because Jim McLaughlin started as a reserve deputy sheriff, then moved into full-time, correct?
That's correct.
And so what did that entail? Why was he a reserve deputy?
Some people have full careers that are, you know, they're doing very well with, but they have that passion to want to become a law enforcement officer. And with that program, they are still able to become a law enforcement officer. They have to go through the full law enforcement basic training that yep. a full-time officer does. And then it's a great supplement. If significant events occur, most of them are in the capability. They can close up where they are at work They can come home.
Yep.
They have their equipment with them readily available, and you have extra support. It also was great, and even for me when I did it, you know, there are certain times where you need help, and it's preferably somebody with a badge, such as a traffic crash, where you need two or three officers to direct traffic while it's being investigated, and just be able to do that so the full-timers can handle the other calls for service or be readily available. There are larger events, parades and other things, and it's a good supplement. But Jim, being very thorough about things, always wanted stuff kept in a booklet or somewhere in order, so if something happened to one, the other could pick it up and move.
Right.
And I managed to get that book with me to the emergency room, and he was called about 6 o'clock in the morning, came straight over, and even though I had everything, you know, had been working with everything, he was able to pick the book up, and nothing went different with that.
I love it.
Event day. So his ability to encourage backup plans and being very diligent and keeping everything up to speed, that was him.
I love that.
Totally him. And as far as with the public, you know, everybody knew Jim McLaughlin.
Yep.
Jim always had that handout, wanted to talk. He was a great influencer of people in the community.
Yeah.
And right down to children. If a child just randomly showed up, Jim always had badge stickers in his pocket somewhere, and was always right there to make sure that a child had a positive impact with a police officer.
I love that. I love that. We are honoring Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, who was a member of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office for many, many, many years, starting out as a volunteer, as a reserve deputy sheriff, transitioning eventually to full-time status and taking it on as a paid career. Jim passed away a couple of weeks ago. Jim was in line for our Blue Friday honor, our Lieutenant Jan McTurnham Blue Friday honor, and we've not had this situation before, and I was a little taken. I wasn't quite sure what we should do. Do we move on? Do we let somebody know, geez, Jim was going to be the Blue Friday honoree? And I'm very, very happy to say that Jim's wife, Renee, his brother, others said, no, please, let's do this. This would be the right thing to do. So I'm very happy that we have this opportunity. We talk a little bit about Jim's service, and you're talking about the kids and what have you. Just let me understand this correctly. In his time on the job, Evan, almost 1,000 commendations,
which is probably on the low end.
Really?
I would venture to say there are probably an unknown number of phone calls, thank you letters, things that probably just didn't make it into the file that you could really add in there. I mean, not a week went by where we weren't hearing something about, man, we really appreciate what you did.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I'd be surprised if it surpassed that number.
Wow.
Or I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. It's such a testament. My gosh, people need to understand, particularly in a day and age where everybody wants to complain, right? If anybody's taking a statistics class, you know, 10 times will complain for every one who gives a compliment. And even with that, you don't know. So for someone in that situation to have about, we'll call it 1,000 commendations or thereabout throughout his career is just absolutely amazing. Deputy Sheriff Evan Polvar, Deputy Sheriff Barry Blanton joining us. But who was it that reorganized Jim's desk? Because somebody reorganized Jim's desk, and Jim was not particularly thrilled with that.
I can definitely say it wasn't me.
Did he ask where Barry was when it was reorganized?
Barry may have done a little bit of that. It was interesting. You could literally tilt a picture frame or change something on his desk, and he readily noticed it.
Wow. Wow. Sergeant Jim McLaughlin passed away. The obviously community involvement's going to be a little bit different, but Barry, tell me how you and other members of the team at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office pick up where Jim left off. How do we properly honor his memory?
I think by staying to the high standard that Jim kept.
Yeah.
And I have said this a few times before, the word that comes to mind when I think of Jim is excellence.
Yeah.
Jim would really take every program or a presentation, if he had done it several times before, he rehearsed it over and over and over.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure it was right, and then he may make changes to that at the last minute because he thought of an angle of the audience that maybe there was something else to add.
Wow.
He just was very detail-oriented. If we did presentations at a different location, he would make sure that the AV equipment was on right and there was somebody there to correct it so there was no disruptions.
Okay.
And we had backup plans for that. But excellent. He did look at every detail.
Yeah.
And he looked at the best way for everybody there to receive that message.
I think
he was really good at doing that.
Yeah. Evan, how about you? We remember Jim McLaughlin, and there are a lot of things to remember, the organizational end, the efficient and effective manner of interacting with the public, wanting to know where all of his guys were for safety reasons. Jim was, for those that did not meet him, and I can't imagine, frankly, that somebody hasn't met Jim at some point through the years, and you would have known, because Jim was what, 9'5", 9'6"? Something. I mean, he was a big, big old guy.
Well, I can safely say, compared to me, everybody's a pretty big guy.
Well,
my son reminds me about that every day. However, if you've met Jim,
yeah,
you definitely can't forget him.
That's right.
He is definitely very memorable in the way he talks to you,
yeah.
His sense of humor, his diligence in making sure everything is spot on correct. And if it's not correct, we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
And if we can't fix it, we're going to go to plan B.
Yep.
And then C, D, E.
You
definitely can't forget a guy like that.
Yeah. So this remains in your memory. Obviously, you'll go out, just as Barry said, and sort of channel your inner Jim McLaughlin every once in a while, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I thank you so much for coming in to spend a couple of moments with us. This is, as I said, the first time that we've been in this situation where someone who was going to receive the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor actually passed away before that date came up, and we are presenting these gifts, and there are a handful of little gifts, and we will give them to you, Barry, and you, Evan, and I know you'll take them back to Renee and Chantal and Samantha, and let them do what they feel is appropriate. And I will let you know that you walk away with a certain amount of Jeff Katz Show stuff. It includes a Jeff Katz Show challenge coin, which Mike McTurnan, who is Lieutenant Jan McTurnan's son, one of her sons, had commissioned. My friend Tony Brewster from Chesterfield County holds a golf tournament every year to raise money to provide his gifts. And so there are $200 in gift cards that I'm hoping will be of help to the family right about now. We have Mike Walter's wife and his children, Jamie Walter and the children, who've put together a little note as well as a couple of gifts in there. There is a beautiful thin blue line flag, which my friend Pastor Steve Boots makes for us from Mount Victory Baptist Church. But he's also the lead police chaplain over the Henrico County Police Division. And then my friend Emily Morrissey, who's a marvelous young lady out of Chesterfield County. Emily is 26 years old. She has CP and a number of other challenges and special needs. But in school, her family and her teachers discovered she had a real talent for working with beads. And so she now has a business that her family set up called Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. And she makes these beautiful thin blue line bracelets. And for Sergeant McLaughlin's family, she's made them with his badge number. And so you'll be able to take them back, give them to Renee, and she can pass them on as she sees fit.
That sounds great.
Excellent.
Sounds really good.
Well, Barry, I appreciate you coming in here. Evan, I appreciate you coming in here. We are certainly going to miss Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, but I am sensing from both of you guys that his memory is going to live on, that that community outreach, that public involvement that he took to a whole different level, is still going to be met with some really, really good folks on the job. And I do appreciate you making time for that. We do honor the memory of Sergeant Jim McLaughlin, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. He posthumously is the recipient of our July Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bam! It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I'm just telling you, weather-wise, it's not going to be any better than this. We are talking about mostly sunny and daytime highs about 87, 88. Now, the humidity, well, you know, it's Central Virginia and it's July. What are you going to do? But, man, it's going to be gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I've got a couple of things that I get to do before we bid farewell for the evening. First of all, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage, with Stan and Drewski, is going to air right on this radio station at 8 a.m. You've got car questions, he's got car answers. So you can actually text some of those car questions now, if you'd like, to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. In addition to that, I do want to remind you, I've got a pair of tickets for Politics and Pints. Now, before you get too excited, it's not me and John Reed and Brian Kilmeade and all the fun stuff that we do. No. This is Politics and Pints, the copycat edition. My friends, my old radio station I used to work at, WPHT in Philadelphia, loved what we have done with Politics and Pints. We've been doing, like, what, 5-6 years now? And so they've sort of kind of co-opted a little bit. I think what it was, I think their general mangler spoke to our general mangler, and together they came up with this idea. And now they're using the name, but it's really cool because it's going to feature one of my best friends, Dom Giordano, and Donald Trump Jr. You heard me right. It's a great location, great venue they have. It's in September. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the tickets. And you also get, in addition to the great seats, you'll get a book, a Donald Trump book, but you got to get yourself to Philly. It's not that far. You'll be okay. If you can go, if you'd like to go, we'll make it super easy. Right, Germ? Caller number 11 right now at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Text that, call that number. 11th caller is going to get the tickets. Texting. Yes, there is a little texting left to do. This will be the last time you hear me talk about it this year. I would love to repeat as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. If you wouldn't mind texting 980 to 804-375-5011. 804-375-5011. Text the number 980. Vote for the Jeff Katz Show to again be the best afternoon radio show. If you're not busy on Sunday evening, for the Friendship Circle, I am presenting the Quest for Cookies. Tickets are still available if you go to friendshipcircleva.org. Friendshipcirclega.org. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And we end this Friday as we have each Friday since October the 7th with Hatikva. That is Hebrew for the hope. It is the Israeli national anthem. Have a marvelous weekend. God willing, we get a chance to do it all over again on Monday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.